Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Woo! Indeed. Woo indeed. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. Kristaps Porzingis, the unicorn, joined us yesterday. We asked him about that. Being called the unicorn. I thought he had a pretty good answer on it as well. We'll let you hear that conversation coming up in about 15 minutes, and then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
I'm sorry. We got
to
move on from
that. We have to. Otherwise, we'll just do the rest of the show.
Yeah, we got to move on from that. My whole thing was like, you go down the wormhole and look at this stuff like, oh, you can put them on a payment plan.
Yes.
Well, if you miss a payment, are they going to come take it back?
It's a great question.
They're getting you back cheek at a time? Just don't know. I'm just curious. Okay. Just
and who does it? Like the repo man comes
out?
That's
what I'm saying. Like, they got like cheap repo? Yeah. Repo guys? Like,
I don't know.
Like guy named Daryl show up at your house? Like, hey, I'm going to need the left one.
I think you have our property.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I would never take, like, if you got to physically remove something out of a person, it's got to be up front, you would think, right?
Probably.
Yeah, you think I'd be upfront.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Or something. Or it's just it hits your credit really bad or something. Like, I really don't know.
Bad credit for ass? Bad credit for ass? Like,
I do wonder what the ratio of people getting new asses and having bad credit is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, man, blank them lights.
That's just an unfair assumption. I don't know.
But that's the crazy thing.
A lot of people with good credit might be getting new asses.
Because I know me and my wife, whenever we come from Mexico or we come from Miami, you see the young ladies that have gotten these surgeries, and it's just you feel so bad for them.
Physical pain.
Yes, physical. The pain these young ladies.
The recovery
like,
from that's
like,
got to be.
Damn.
Got to be.
You're tough. You want me to get you something? Like, you're like damn. you want me to get you something? So we're going to stop that.
We're going to stop it because
the people are about to crash right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't want to be blamed for the backup on 85. As a matter of fact, what the hell is going on 85 North? Are they doing construction above the Spaghetti Junction? Because usually I know how long it's going to take me to get to the exit because there is right after North Drury Hills, it's that sign where it says Beaver Run Road, how many miles, this how many minutes. Right. It's been off all goddamn week.
I don't know.
And so, but I've been like, it just takes me from here to pick up Bash like 26 minutes. It took me like 45 minutes to get there.
Oh, it's awful.
So yeah, I'm like, what the hell with the Heezy?
I'm not sure. Hopefully it gets fixed, and hopefully it gets fixed before we have to drive to Flowery Branch every day for a month, starting 2 weeks from right now. I do want to give a quick shout out, just a general shout out. I don't know the guy's name. But to all the garbage truck drivers,
yes,
all the garbage men.
My guy, that's my man.
Because we talked about this a couple weeks ago. My son loves garbage trucks. It's like his favorite thing. I didn't even know this existed, but it does. There's just compilations of garbage trucks picking up trash on YouTube, and you can watch them.
Right.
And he'll watch them. He'll watch people picking. So Thursday morning, our neighbor has a dumpster, and the garbage man drives up there and gets it.
Uh-huh.
And we've made a habit of being out there, so he now knows and he recognizes that he's going to be out there.
Right.
And he gave him the toot toot this morning.
No. Jack,
oh, man. He was so fired up. He has a toy garbage truck. He likes him so much. He went and he was giving me the toot toot all around the house.
I love it.
So shout out to the garbage guy.
Yes, our garbage guy, because they got there when I was picked up Bash. We're pulling into our driveway, and he was just coming to pick up the trash. And so he was right literally in front of our house. He moved out the way so I could pull into the driveway. Yeah, we had a couple boxes, gave me a big weight, and Sebastian just stood out there, garbage truck! And he did the little thing, too. Oh, man.
Dude, nothing. It'll never.
Shout out to the sanitation workers, because they're cool dudes, and you little blank butts that get mad at them when they're just doing their job.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing their job, okay? So you got to wait a little while.
Take a little patience.
So you got to wait a little while.
And let them do their job.
So you got to wait a little bit.
All they're doing is keeping your community clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the audacity to have that take a little while. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour.
They use care credit.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Hey.
Jumps on the 1-1, driving it deep to left. That ball is obliterated. Ronald Acuna Jr. giving the Braves a 1-0 lead. And he jumps on the first pitch. Deep to right center. That ball is sailing, and it is out of here. Drake Baldwin. And Austin Riley breaks one deep to left field. Soderstrom giving chase, and that's out of here. Austin Riley takes flight, and it's 6-0 Braves. Oh, Ronald Acuna, backside, maybe. Butler slows. It's gone. Ronnie, another rocket into the bullpen.
Ozuna had one as well. The Braves hit 5 home runs yesterday against the Athletics. A lot of Braves fans in Sacramento.
Yeah.
It was loud in there.
Yeah. Was it loud because – oh, never mind, Randy. Don't even say it. Because it was a good baseball team in town, but never mind.
Was it?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Never mind.
A popular baseball team.
For sure.
Acuna hits 2 home runs yesterday. The first one in the first inning was just destroyed.
Just a monster.
Absolute tank.
But we talked about this. There's nothing funnier than Ronald thinking he's getting pitched inside more. His body reaction to like trying to – that ball was nowhere near hitting you, Ronnie.
Nobody likes getting pitched inside less than Ronald Acuna.
Yes.
Hit that one. Went opposite field on the second one, which was fun to see. More importantly, he was back out there after only missing one game.
Yes.
Because we'd never know with the tweaked back. I know that he had done it when I guess he works out the first game of the series. Whatever, that's sort of his regiment is first game of the series, he does his weight stuff, and then whatever else he does throughout the series, and then next series, first game of the series. I guess he was doing his weight stuff and tweaked his back. Didn't think it was that big of a deal. A trainer noticed it and then told the coaching staff, and they were like, that's just... Let's err on the side
of
caution.
You damn snitch.
Let's err on the side of caution.
You're not getting no Christmas present.
Well, it's just funny how many times random injuries have been noticed by other people, and I'm not suggesting that it's anyone's fault because people are busy. But remember when Smith-Shawver hurt his elbow? Strider noticed.
Yep.
He was like, go get him. Go get him. But anyway, only one game missed for Acuna. He talked after the game, too, about, I'm still going to do the home run derby, still planning on being a part of all the All-Star festivities, which is really great. And, It's one game in the middle of what's been really bad. They've only won 3 out of their last 13. It was their first win in California in 14 tries. But enjoy the good. It was fun. It was fun to watch. And they did the thing that the A's did to them the night before. They just went off in the first inning. It was almost the exact same thing.
It looked like it.
First batter, home run. They had 4 in the first. A couple home runs. It was nice to see.
Yeah, I mean, that's why when we opened the show with that, I said, damn teases. That's what they are.
That's
what we expect them. That's what the whole – I mean, no, not us. That's what Major League Baseball expected from this squad.
Yep.
To be one of those teams because, I mean, I know you're 2 years removed and, oh, my God, was it Abe? I think it was Abe and Carl and Dukes they were talking about a little bit yesterday as far as the hitting coach process of, all right, you have this historic hitting year.
Yeah.
And then you're down the next year and yet you fired him.
Yeah.
And then you come to this new guy and there's a new approach or whatever like that. Was it a panic move? Because you did fall off as much as you did from that historic banging, bopping year.
Yeah.
And was it when it was the sights, right?
It was Kevin Seitzer.
Yeah. Was it a overreaction to just move along that path? Now, you talked about the guy, was he with the Rangers, you said?
Yeah, Hires.
Yeah.
Well, he was with the Red Sox and the Rangers in one World Series as the hitting coach with both of them.
Yeah, so we're not saying he's not qualified or anything like
he
that.
Is very,
he is. Very qualified.
Yeah.
But was it a rush? I don't know. I mean, I think it's more
think so.
To it than that.
Here's what I think, and this is something that I've believed for a long time, and it's not a criticism, really. I think it's just he hasn't been able to do a lot of it because of the success the team has had. I think Alex Anthopoulos has wanted to get some of his people in management positions since he got here.
Yeah.
But Snit and these guys just started winning.
Yes.
And the players loved them.
But
and
remember,
you
remember
can't
like 3 years
do anything.
Remember like when they first division title, because a lot of people thought that Snit was going to be here for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like.
Well, before the World Series, it was still like a 1 year with a 1 year option.
Yeah.
He only finally got like a decent sized contract after they finally was like, all right,
damn.
I guess we're not getting rid of him. Yeah. Like, he won a World Series. I guess we have to sign him to an extension. And again, there's nothing wrong with this is my speculation. I don't know that this is true, but. If it's true that Anthopoulos wants some of his people in there, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's not.
General managers want their people in there a lot. I mean, had things gone differently early, I wouldn't have been surprised if he replaced him with his own manager years ago.
Right.
But couldn't do it. So I think it was an opening to be like, all right, they fell off. We'll move on. Seitzer's been here for a decade. We'll get this guy in here who maybe has a bit more of an approach that
I like
vibes with what I'm looking for. And then, you know, you go back to that interview that Seitzer gave on his way out. Where he was like, yeah, I mean, we tried everything. These guys are just all in their own heads.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go from guys that are in their own heads to an entirely new approach. It's a tough way to get you out of your own head.
Yep.
And this, you know, it's just kind of 2 years of building on itself. And this is the product of it. It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
But that is a reasonable explanation for how guys that were so good could look like this.
No doubt about it. And I think that's going to be the thing when you look at, you know, there's so many damn games left to be like thinking about what's going to happen after the season.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is. Alex is going to have his opportunity because I do think this last year.
I do too.
To go get somebody that he's always wanted.
Totally agree.
For them to vibe. Not saying he don't vibe with Snit, because it's hard not to vibe with that guy.
How can
you not vibe with a guy like Brian Snit?
I think they've really built a good partnership, but I think that there's parts of what they do that Snit doesn't agree with.
Yes.
I think
I think it's analysis. I think it's so much more on Brian Snit than it is on Alex.
Oh, and he's had to be.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Willing to be
and it's
all
like, Alex is like, all right, Snit, you got to meet me halfway. I can see Brian Snit like, hey, man.
I keep meeting you halfway.
I keep meeting you halfway, and look at our damn
season. I'm all the way
season.
Over there.
Look at our damn season.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean, the halfway stuff worked for a long time.
Yeah.
It just, unfortunately, this year came crashing to a halt. But if they win tonight, they win the series. That'd be good. Start stacking series wins. You never know. We'll come back. We'll let you hear from Kristaps Porzingis, newest member of the Atlanta Hawks. Really fun conversation with him yesterday. If you didn't get a chance to hear it, we'll let you hear it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.